You've heard our open themes with listeners talking about their vocations.
Missouri dairy farmers, love issues, etc.
And what they're doing while listening to Issues Etc.
This is Mark from Michigan, and I am a lawnmower listener. We love Issues Etc.
We're looking for more of these elements to include in our open themes. Tell us about your vocation, hobby, or what you do while listening to Issues Etc. Call the Issues Etc. comment line 24/7 at 618-223-8382. If you make a mistake, just start over. 618-223-8382. Thanks for listening, and thanks for contributing to Issues Etc. 618-223-8382.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin on this Wednesday, April the 6th. Sorry, Thursday, April the 6th. We're going to talk about a French law that bans online pro-life communications. Joining us to do so, Robert Morrison. He formerly served in the Education Department in the Reagan administration as a senior fellow for policy studies for the Family Research Council, author of a recent column for The Federalist titled "France Reneges on Equal Rights for All by Banning Pro-Life Websites." Robert, welcome to Issues Etc.
Todd, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Given the current state of French politics, are you surprised by this move in France?
I'm not surprised. I'm appalled by it, but it's not entirely surprising because what you see there is that he completely discredited administration in the form of President Hollande. He did not even dare to run for re-election. He's the first president in the history of modern France who would not run for re-election, and he understood because his approval rating is down in the teens, 17-18% approval rating, that he knew that he would be repudiated by the voters.
So can you explain to us what exactly has happened here in France vis-a-vis banning pro-life websites or online communications?
What they're trying to do, and it's the health minister who's pushing this, her name is Marisol Touraine, T-O-U-R-A-I-N-E. She used an overhaul of the public health code to push for more abortion. Basically, it's a variety of measures, but all of which have the same effect. And I like the report. I think it's a very accurate one. From LifeSite News, where they call it a culture of death accelerator. And it has broad applications. It's not just relating to abortion. One of the most alarming things that's being reported is the ability, unless you have specifically said, I do not want to be an organ donor, there is a real chance that your organs can be taken if you are in a critical accident and somebody on scene rules that you are a medical staffer, rules that you are brain dead, your organs can be taken. So this is an alarming thing, and I commend LifeSite News for following it. They say basically the new French law is saying that the bodies of adult French citizens are becoming the property of the state unless you specifically opt out of it. That's an alarming totalitarian lurch. But I think what's happening is a discredited administration of François Hollande is taking these measures. We saw something granted it's a milder version, but we saw something in the flurry of activity by former President Obama in issuing many, many executive orders in the waning days of his administration.
So is this something that's likely with the next French administration, and I don't know how their system works exactly, to either be ignored or to be overturned?
That is a very good question. We have grave concerns all the way around. You have a number of candidates. We still don't know who will be in the final round of candidates for president of France. The elections are coming up within the next 2 months. And they have a first round, which is not unlike our state of Louisiana. People who are familiar with Louisiana, they call it a jungle primary down in Louisiana, in which candidates of various parties can run, And then the top two vote getters come into a final vote. That's the way they do it in France as well. And so it depends on who gets into the final race. And it is unclear. regrettably, we haven't got that much information to know. I'm going to be very interested to find out. Marine Le Pen is noted for primarily for other things, her anti-immigrant views, her pro-Russian views. Marine Le Pen is the head of something called Front National, the National Front. They were, for a long time, a fringe group, but in recent years, they've gained strength as many French citizens have increasing concerns about terrorism, about jihadists in France, and about the large number of immigrants from North Africa. So this anti-immigrant party is gaining strength. What would be her position if she were elected president of France? That's a concern. Many of our friends and allies, people I've worked with over there, they have tended to view Vladimir Putin as being anti-abortion, being against the homosexual movement. And so there's a tendency there to look more kindly on Vladimir Putin and on Russia, on the policies that are being pursued by Russia. But those are increasing concerns across Europe. You obviously had in Germany, Chancellor Merkel has had some difficulties as well. These are issues that were raised in the recent Dutch elections, although they were pushed back in the Dutch elections. But here's an increasing problem for us as pro-life Americans. You know, do we find ourselves being aligned and being paired with anti-immigrant hostility to others? You know, that's one of the serious problems that we have. Another problem that we have to think about is, to the extent, what do these things from France make their way to the United States? And I can talk about that if you, but I want to give you this chance to respond, Todd.
Well, that's intriguing. So talk about that, these ideas that originate there in France or other European countries finding their way into our jurisprudence or laws.
Yeah. One of the things one of the reasons I want to follow what happens in France, I formerly worked at Family Research Council, and as you know, we fought for many years to defend marriage, true marriage. In France, some of our friends in France call the attempt to have marriage rights granted to persons of the same sex, they call that faux marriage, false marriage. But we were warned and warned repeatedly by many of our young French friends who had rallies and demonstrations in the streets of Paris and many other cities against this falsifying of marriage. They warned us at the same time, don't forget gender theory, théorie du genre. They kept telling us this, and we were kind of vague about it, I must admit. We were following it, but we were fighting so hard for marriage. But what the French were saying is that right behind and actually alongside of this fight to overturn marriage was this whole effort and this whole drive toward a complete confusion, if you will, of sex roles, of sex identity, sometimes called gender dysphoria. And sure enough, these young French friends of ours turned out, I think, to be prophets, and we didn't give them enough attention, because what did we see in the United States with the absolutely awful Obergefell decision? When that decision came down and the Obama administration put gay pride colors on the White House, very shortly thereafter, almost without hesitation, we saw major moves in this country to create new space for persons who are attempting to change their sex. And that was a stunning development. But once again, the French had predicted it and had warned us. And we were so engaged in the fight for marriage that I personally feel that I didn't give enough attention to it. And I know that some of my colleagues may feel the same way.
We may talk about individual liberties, but of course, we all realize, or at least we should realize, that liberty is a one-piece cloth. You cannot cut away one piece without damaging others. So what is the major threat, not only in France but elsewhere, where these kind of measures are seeking not only to infringe upon the liberty of speech, but also, it seems, ultimately on an expression, what one is allowed to think?
Yes, that's a disturbing, you're absolutely right, Todd, that's a disturbing trend. I note in the Washington Post today, there's talk of a new German law that will go against so-called fake news. Now, I understand why our friends in Germany are concerned. And yet, number one, you can see what they're doing. There seems to be an active attempt by Russia, by the former KGB, currently called FSB, but it's the same people and the same tactics, moving into presidential politics and parliamentary politics in Western Europe. And creating, with the benefit of the internet and with the difficulty of being able to determine, well, who is saying this and what's their motive in saying this and can I really believe this? And all of us, I think, are having this almost dizzying question in our minds. Are we getting the full story? Are we getting the accurate and truthful story? And the measures that are very likely being taken by Russia to attempt to destabilize the democracies of Western Europe, this gives them an opening. But the question then becomes, are you going to empower the governments of Western Europe, democratic governments, members of NATO, are you going to empower them to suppress free speech of Christians, of pro-life people? And that is a genuine concern. We see this on American campuses in relation to the question of Israel and Israel's relationship with their Arab neighbors. Many times you find people who are taking a point of view just run off campus, not able to give speeches. I met here yesterday with a gentleman who is a retired lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. He was driving a bus for one of our tours in Annapolis, and he told me about going to American campuses around the city of Atlanta with a pro-life team and a pro-life message. He said they were basically run off campus. So that's a grave concern for American campuses, shutting down discussion, shutting down debate. And unfortunately, you're seeing it actually becoming a matter of law in France and Germany. So we've got a lot to be concerned about as Christian citizens and as pro-lifers.
So finally, with about 30 seconds here, Robert, how would you summarize for someone who doesn't necessarily follow things going on in France or has that kind of common American disdain for things in France about what's happening there with regard to the status of a person's freedom to communicate online a pro-life message?
Well, I think France has, you saw in the French Revolution, the bloody French Revolution, what happens when you have at the same time an attempt to have liberty and not have basic human rights protected and human liberties protected. And you saw that whole descent into a reign of terror. That is always the danger. Freedom is not free, and we have to be constantly alert and vigilant to maintain our own liberties.
Robert Morrison formerly served in the Education Department in the Reagan administration and as the Senior Fellow for Policy Studies for the Family Research Council. He is author of a recent column for The Federalist titled France Reneges on Equal Rights for All by Banning Pro-Life Websites. You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Robert, thank you very much for being our guest.
My pleasure.
On the other side of the break, Brian Katchelmeyer joins us. We're going to be looking at the Old Testament prophet Hosea. Now, his name is important. We'll discuss that first with Pastor Katchelmeyer, our series, Christ in the Old Testament. And then we'll spend some time with Terry Mattingly talking about the values or the value that drives Fox News, picking up on that story about Bill O'Reilly and the $13 million that is reportedly being paid in settlements to women accusing him of various forms of sexual harassment. What is going on at Fox News and how much of cable news in general is news and how much is simply analysis, commentary? That with Terry Mattingly in about 20 minutes.
LCMS Rural and Small Town mission exists to support and encourage congregations in rural and small town settings. In partnership with LCMS districts, RSTM is uniquely positioned to make a major impact in revitalization support, community engagement and outreach training, congregational partnership development, and worker support through providing and developing resources geared specifically to rural and small town congregations. Check us out at lcms.org/RSTM or give us a call at our office. We're here to help.
Essential exercise for the Christian mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
At Concordia University Irvine, you can pursue advanced theological study for academic, professional, or personal development. Concordia's Master of Arts in Theology program is grounded in the truth of Scripture and insights from the Lutheran Confessions. Courses are taught online and at intensive on-campus sessions in the summer. Apologetics, Christian education leadership, and Reformation studies are just a few of the emphases offered. For more information, visit cui.edu/theology.
Are you in the Chicagoland area? Do you want to go to a movie? Come see Martin Luther, The Idea That Changed the World, on Thursday, April 27th at the Movie Co. Movie Theater in Rosemont, Illinois. This event is being hosted by St. John's Lutheran Church Chicago, and tickets must be purchased in advance. Go to stjohnchicago.org and click the Martin Luther movie icon on the right. That's stjohnchicago.org to purchase tickets to the movie, Martin Luther, The Idea That Changed the World.